سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة. وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, whatever little knowledge Allah has given us, Allah guide me to say the correct words at the correct time. Without the help of Allah, we cannot even recite Subhanallah one time. So whatever little advices I'll be sharing, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the program is being recorded. If I say anything wrong, if I make a mistake, my ulama friends are most welcome to rectify our mistakes. And people from different towns and cities and countries may be listening to this recording. Keep contact with the ulama of your town, of your city, the imams of your masjid. I'm not looking for any followers. Allah Ta'ala grant us sincerity, acceptance, and make it means for us to go to Jannah, inshallah. We are doing the last few verses of the Quran for a few weeks. And we came to Surah Lam Yakunil Lazina Kafaru, known as Surah Al Bayyina, the clear proof. We know before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that period is called Ayyam Jahiliyyah, the period of ignorance. And in the ignorance, people used to do the worst of wrongs. Worship other things besides Allah. There were idols in the Kaaba, worshipping the sun, the moon. There was no importance of dressing modestly. They should make tawaf around the Kaaba naked. Alcohol drinking was common. Adultery, zina was common. And if they had a female daughter, a girl, they should take it as an insult and bury the young daughters alive. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Approximately 124,000 Anbiya kiram alayhi wa salatu wa salam came to this universe. And the last is our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Isa had wonderful qualities from birth. She was a youth, teenager. And those good qualities made him beloved in the eyes of the people. Today, to protect our wealth, etc., we have banks where people deposit their money, or they have a safe or a safe box where they put the jewelry and the valuables, etc. During the golden era of Rasulullah ﷺ, there was no banking system like how we have today. But they should look for some honest, trustworthy person, and they should keep the valuables with him. So among themselves, they seen that the most honest and trustworthy person was and is our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they should leave their valuables and their wealth by him. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is go to Ghar Hira, cave of Hira, to meditate and make the zikr of Allah and make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came with the wahi revelation. Surah Iqra, Bismi Rabbika Allazi Khalaq. The beginning verses of Surah Iqra. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recited those verses, and Jibreel alayhi salam held Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very tightly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned home, and he was in the nikah of our spiritual mother, Bibi Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Bibi Khadija radiyallahu anha what has transpired with him in the cave. Then Khadija mentioned, you have wonderful qualities and Allah will not destroy you, Allah will take care of you, but saying there is some good signs in you. So there was a person by the name of Waraqa bin Nawfal who used to practice on the scriptures of that time before the Quran. And he was an upright person. So Bibi Khadija radiyallahu anha took Rasulullah to Waraqa bin Nawfal and explained Waraqa bin Nawfal what transpired in Khadira Hira. He replied, this is the same angel, Jibreel alayhi salam, that came to you. And you are going to be the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Waraqa bin Nawfal also mentioned that your own people go against you. And Bibi Khadija radiyallahu anha mentioned, they're showing so much love and respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They call him As-Saduq Al-Amin. And you see, this very same will turn against him. Said yes. And it happened exactly the same. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on the mountain and called everybody. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that announcement that everybody come, the people came. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the people, if I tell you all there is an enemy behind the mountain come to attack you all, will you believe me? He said, definitely we'll believe you. You are As-Saduq Al-Amin, the honest, the trustworthy person. And you never spoke a lie. We got a lot of love for you. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to them that Allah made me the last Nabi. And Allah told me to give you all the message that worship one Allah only. قُمْ فَأَنْزِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Warn the people that if you worship one Allah, you don't worship the idols or anything besides Allah. Sajda prostration is only for Allah. And among the non-Muslims, there were Jews, Christians, idol worshippers, monks, different types of isms people were following. They had no real guidelines. And the most important thing is that the other religions or the other false gods, whatever, there was no concept of halal and haram in their life. They just want to follow the disciples. أَفْرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ وَهَوَىٰ. You don't see those people who take the desires as the gods. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the people the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the clear proof that the verses of the Quran that is revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is definitely the word of Allah. It is mentioned before the revelation of the Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not go to a teacher or a school somewhere to learn the Arabic alphabets, etc. It was the direct teaching from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the verses of the Quran were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whatever of the verses of the Quran Nabi Sallallahu was reciting to the people, it was clear that he is a Nabi and the Quran is the last word of Allah, that the authentic book of Allah is the Quran Sharif. The list, do the English translation, then we'll give some little bit commentary.
لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة.
Those who disbelieve out of pride and arrogance from among the people of the book, the Jews, Christians, and the idol worshippers, the polytheists, were not expected to desist from their wrong beliefs unless there came to them a clear proof. They said, if you have a clear proof, then we'll bring Iman. A messenger from Allah who recites the glorious Quran, who recites purified scrolls, the Quran, we cannot touch it without wuzu. Our body needs to be clean. So the Quran is 100% true, the word of Allah, and containing right and straight writings. And those who were given the book did not disagree, but after the clear proof came to them. Now, the Quran is a clear book where it has a manual how we must lead our life. That during the golden era of Rasulullah ﷺ, when Nabi Isa ﷺ was giving the da'wah and explaining to them that I am the last and final Nabi of Allah, and the Quran, every ayah, every verse of the Quran is authentic. وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ الْيُوحَىٰ. Nabi ﷺ does not say anything from his own side, but is wahi, divine revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The non-Muslim, they tried everything to stop Rasulullah from being the work of Dawud. So they thought of a plan. His grandfather Abdul Muttalib used to give him support, and Abu Talib also, that did not accept Islam, but he protected others from causing any harm to Rasulullah sallallahu. When truth is always bitter, so when Nabi sallallahu was giving the true message, the non-Muslims were using abusive words, abusive language, so much so that Rasulullah was reading Salah by the Haram, they took the intestines of the camel, of the animal, and put it on the Mubarak back of Rasulullah sallallahu, and did not allow Nabi to read namaz by the Haram. But Abu Talib, and as long as Abdul Muttalib was living, he told the people, don't cause any harm to my nephew or to my grandson, Abdul Muttalib's grandson and Abu Talib's nephew. May Allah knows best the reasons why they never accepted Islam. Now Allah says about the Quran, يَتْلُو سُحُفًا مُطَحَّرًا. They recite clear, pure verses of the Quran. Now we who's got Iman, how much more we must appreciate the Quran? How much more we must love the Quran? And the month of Ramzan is close by. We must increase the Quran Sharif recitation, and Allah must guide us to become good practicing Muslims. فَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ مِنَ التَّقَىٰ. Not claim to be pious. Allah Ta'ala knows best who is mutlaq. And they said they want clear proof. All the proofs was given. Even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed his Mubarak finger to the moon, and the moon also split. The incident of Mi'raj that took place, when one night Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam travel from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa, then to the seven heavens. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who can explain Islam better than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? But yet the people went against him and faced opposition. So they came with another plan. They told Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "We prepared to give you any amount of wealth you want, but you stopped giving dawah towards Allah. We are prepared to give you a good government position. If you want to have a position in our parliament, we are prepared to give you that also. If you are to make nikah to the most pretty woman that is amongst us, we don't mind finding the most pretty girl and making that girl nikah to you." Nabi Isa replied something similar to this. "You can put the sun in one hand and the moon on the other hand, I will still not stop giving dawah, calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Now today also, we who live in non-Muslim countries, we're in a minority. But alhamdulillah, we in South Africa, we've got religious freedom. We are building masjid, madrasas, our Jummah bayans of a variety of topics, and wonderful lessons from the Quran and Hadith. Our respected ulama ikram share with us. I am an ordinary student. I sincerely regard every Muslim better than myself, and especially those ulama that teaching the Quran, Hadith, 6-7 hours of the day in the Hifz class in Darulum. They are chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Islam is a pure, clean religion. Now we must practice on it correctly, properly, in the pure way, and also propagate it in the correct way and the proper way. The best way to learn Islam is you sit in an environment of a masjid or a madrasa in a state of wuzu with undivided attention, away from our family, away from our business or jobs or farms, and we dedicate 1-2 hours in front of the imam of the masjid or some alim of the town and learn Quran, Hadith, the other stuff. That man, that's the best way of learning. Like how our Darul Looms and the Hifz classes are operating today, where they even have boarding facilities, where the students board in the Darul Loom and they only go home in the weekend or maybe in the holidays, etc. So that whole day is programmed. This sleeping time, eating time, time for Faraz Salah, time for classes, what time the Hifz class starts, what time the Kitab class starts. So that is the best way of learning Islam. Today we are living in a mode of technology. There is some benefit in the online learning, we're not saying no. But it cannot substitute the asal. If we can go personally, all the better. And especially our youth, the afternoon maktab madrasa is extremely important. And alhamdulillah, in the afternoon madrasa also send our children happily. It is our jannat and jahannam and akhirat, that if they learn Quran and salah from a young age, throughout the life, they'll become good practicing Muslims. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. Next is Tuesday, maybe the 15 Sha'aban program. I won't have my tafsir. Whenever Allah gives us the opportunity again, we'll continue. We won't rush through the tafsir. Do it slowly, properly, but give a proper explanation. Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. Let's make dua, inshaAllah, al-Aziz. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, al-Azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Ali al-Azim. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Ya hayyu ya qayyum. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin kullama zakarahu al-zakirun. Wa salli ala Muhammadin kullama ghafla an zikri al-ghafilun. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم انا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وكهل الرجال ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ لَنَا فِي الْمَوْتِ وَفِي مَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا صلى الله عليه وسلم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.